County Commissioner Earl McNutt. Well, did you get bounced out of bed last night with that thunder?
Well, you definitely couldn't sleep through it anyway. It was rumbling pretty good for a little bit anyway. So
it was loud. Wow. A couple of, I thought, was just like outside my window last night. Like, that was close. Bounced us out of bed a little bit. But, hey, two good nights of moisture.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, both nights had its share of wind, so I don't know how you get an accurate count on the rain totals, but I know one night I had an inch 20. Last night looked like about an inch 65. So yeah. I mean,
yeah, I checked my neighbor's gauge before I went to work this morning, and it had an inch 80 in it. And yeah, that some of that rain, there's no way it could have gotten that rain gauge with all the winds last night.
It had to be going sideways for sure anyway. So
those fields will be muddy today, that's for sure, won't they?
Yeah, and it looks like city will be out cleaning up tree limbs around town this morning anyway. So
yep.
That's part of the game.
Part of it. All right, let's get to the agenda from the meeting yesterday morning. We'll start first. Anything citizens' comments?
We didn't have anybody for citizens' comments, so obviously being the second Monday of the month there, we had quite a few bills to look through, so that gave us additional time to review those payable claims there. So,
and yeah, review accounts payable claims, and that comes back later on in the agenda again, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Board of Equalization meeting, Treasurer Sue Wesch on tax roll corrections.
Yes, we had a couple different things on Board of Equalization yesterday there. First was County Treasurer Sue Wesch. As you stated there, she had one tax roll correction. It was number 27 for Winfield Solutions, also known as United Suppliers, out on Airport Road. It was an acceleration of taxes in the amount of $77.42. So we approved that and allowed her to update her books there. So,
also, Krista Carell, assessor, had a couple of different things she discussed.
Yes, the next item in the Board of Equalization was County Assessor Krista Carell. She actually had three different things. The first one was presenting the three-year plan of assessment. All assessors across the state are required in the month of June to develop a three-year plan of how they plan on maintaining and valuing properties throughout the counties. Due to this, they are required prior to July 30th of each year to present this to the county board so we can review it. So really, that's just a plan of attack on how she plans to handle the normal business over the next 3 years, and how she will try to make sure that all the properties are in the correct guidelines, whether it's commercial and residential at the 92% to 100%, or ag lands, which are 65-70%. So just detailed information on a report there. The next item, she presented a review of the county cemeteries. These are tax exempt, of course. There are 19 cemeteries that are on the charts here in Red Willow County, so she showed us that list. And then she finished up with item number three, which was omitted, undervalued, and overvalued properties. Yesterday she had five of those. A couple of them were cases where they got caught up in the 6% commercial roll-up, so those had to be corrected. There was an error on one of them, and then another one had a shop building that had been built and erected without a building permit, so obviously it was missed and not put on the books, so that was just an update there. So all those items were reviewed, the last one approved, and moved forward then. So
19 different cemeteries in the county.
Yeah, wow. And really, there's actually probably more than that out there. There are a lot of these are out in the rural areas. People just don't see them and realize they're there. Mm-hmm. But certainly, there are that many that are officially on the books. And then there are some smaller ones that were probably back in the day, just basically small family cemeteries and family members there. So it is odd that you see that, but certainly it is recorded that way. So
Krista stuck around at the Board of Commissioners, reconvened after that, and had a few other things too, didn't she?
Yeah, we had a long day with Krista here yesterday. She'll be sick of coming and seeing us. But the second item then, once we reconvened back into a regular board meeting, Christy Crail, once again, County Assessor, had a couple more things. First was presenting a contract for appraisal services with Daryl Standard from Standard Appraisal. This was a yearly maintenance agreement. She's been working with them for several years now, and this was just an update on what he plans on doing for Red Willow County next year. They set aside 8 days total in this maintenance agreement. That's approximately 64 hours. They typically don't use that many days, and the rate per hour charged is $103 per hour. That did go up $5 from last year. The previous one was $98 an hour, so a slight increase there. But certainly Standard Appraisal Services does a good job making sure they keep on top of all of our commercial properties and keeping them within the proper guidelines. So we did approve that agreement, and she was good to go there. The second one, we had a little bit of discussion, and it really wasn't an agenda item last week, but the state's kind of encouraging counties to put a value on all exempt properties that are out there. And if you look at the list, there are quite a few exempt properties in each and every county. They want to do this just because if there was ever any natural disasters that destroyed something, it would might be easier for FEMA to process claims to help those people out there. Standard Appraisal Services gave us a ballpark number. It looks like $18,945 that they want to provide this service. And knowing that it's not just absolutely mandatory at this point in time, yesterday we did advise Christy to check a little further, see if there's anybody else out there that could possibly provide this service, but then also maybe even just consider talking to other counties, see how many are actually doing this. There are a few of them that have done it, but not everybody, so probably a case where we're just going to hold off for a year and see how things develop. See how our budget goes this year, and then make that decision at a later date. So we tabled that one item there. So
Christy, yeah, one of her the meetings where she was asked to say a lot yesterday, wasn't
she? Yeah, because obviously we had her the entire afternoon then for a valuation protest hearings there. So, yes, she was around quite a bit.
Carol Schlegel, visitors director, on she had a report as well.
Yes, Carol Schlegel gave us a report, and then she also had a resolution that needed to be adopted. She started off on the report, obviously, like everybody else, the COVID pandemic had a big impact on tourism in general. The prairie chicken tours that typically take place in the springtime, there was 10 of them scheduled. Only 3 of those took place, so you can tell that there were quite a few that canceled out at the last minute, not knowing what the situation across the country was going to be like. Most of those are booking for next year, so that is a good sign, but certainly it did have an impact, and it even had an impact, obviously, on the revenue that the tourism group actually collects, because all their revenue comes from hotel taxes there. So certainly if you're not having people travel and stay in motels, then that's going to have an impact also. Some of the brighter things, there are a lot of requests for hunting, year-round camping, and then, of course, the social media marketing has been very key and helpful in trying to recruit and actually just get the word out what's available in Southwest Nebraska. Moving on, then with the resolution, it was resolution number 1390. What this was a case where they do have adequate funds available, so the committee did vote to go ahead and transfer $15,000 each quarter, being July, October, January, and April, from one fund, get my notes right here, from the Improvement Fund to the Visitors Fund, just so they have a few more dollars to put out there to promote tourism in general there. So we did approve that resolution, and had a very good discussion with Carol. She, where they live out in the south, northwest part of the county, were one of the people that did get hit with the hail the night before. So, you know, she was a little bit down about that, and certainly appreciate that. So.
Yep, stinking hail. Gosh, yep. Dang it. Can change. You're working those farmers and ranchers work for those fields, and just in 5 to 10 minutes, it can be gone.
Yeah, absolutely. It can change things in a hurry, yep. And you always keep your fingers crossed that you're not going to be one of the unfortunate ones. But certainly, it is something that happens each and every year, mm-hmm. Somewhere throughout the county and country in general. So.
You had a visit from Randall County Sheriff Alan Conchwire as well?
That's correct. We have had several impounded vehicles, and they've been stored at the Red Willow County Road Shop here in McCook on West 6th and M Street there for quite some time. Alan's been working to make sure that nobody will claim these vehicles, and finally we're to the point where we have 8 of them that we can actually put on, advertise to have on an auction. We set August 5th, 2020 at 10 a.m. is the date and time when this auction will take place. It will take place right there at the county shop where the vehicles are located, and obviously these vehicles will be purchased as is. Obviously no warranties of any kind, and they will come with a sheriff title once checks or however the purchases are made are cleared with the banks there. So the auction is good to go. He will be advertising this, and that'll be the date and time.
Budget workshop.
Yeah, it's that time of year, so obviously knowing that we had to stay around the afternoon for protest hearings, we dove right in and started working on budgets. As always, I know all the different department heads are curious what's going to be allocated for any kind of pay raise allotments and those types of things. So the board did go ahead and start working on the budgets that we were responsible for. I actually got through probably a good 6 or 7 of them yesterday, got some more to go, but certainly got a good jump on it for once there. I jokingly with the clerk said, you know, we've already made more progress early in the year than typical here, so we're a little bit ahead of the game, but just trying to sort things out because like everybody else, it's been a very different year there, and it's going to have its challenges that are presented to us. Obviously, a lot of revenues are down and different things of that nature. So it is going to be a little bit challenging, I'm sure. So,
hey, you just don't know what money's going to be there.
No, I mean, you can't really just plan on it as you would normally, but certainly you hope that the taxes will roll in properly on the timelines that they typically do, but it's just going to be a wait and see game. But certainly we are required to develop and eventually adopt budgets, and we're working on that very diligently. And certainly I know the clerk's office is wanting to see all the department heads, have them back to her office by late July here. So it will be a scramble the next couple of weeks, and I'm sure this will be an item that you'll continue to see on the agenda. So,
you had some items on the consent agenda as well.
We did. Actually, 4 items yesterday. No doubt approving minutes from previous board and board equalization meetings. We do that each and every week. Accounts payable claims, we related them early on. They come in at $218,000.67. We did authorize chairman's signature on oversized load permit for Wardcraft Homes. This one was coming, obviously, from Minden, Nebraska to Bartley, so it's staying here in Red Willow County. So it just showed the short route of Red Willow County that they take to get to that point of location. And then the last item was authorized chairman's signature on Figgins Construction Agreement for Armor Coat Project 2020. We did approve these a couple weeks ago, but obviously several more documents that need to be signed. As most people have seen here in McCook, they were in town here working last week. They did one of our county roads last Friday afternoon. I believe yesterday they were possibly down in Danbury. And hopefully later in the week they'll be moving towards the direction of the Cambridge Lake Road. So that's going to be the big one that we definitely want to make sure it gets done and done properly. After we wrapped up the consent agenda, we had a couple correspondence items. First was Secretary of Interior notice of PILT payments. PILT is payment in lieu of taxes. Anytime you have any federal lands or buildings in your counties, you receive a payment from the federal government for those. Redwell County obviously doesn't have a lot, so our payment come in at $3,594. And then the last item on the correspondence was just notice from City of McCook for a public hearing for preliminary plat approval. This is for Bishop Acres 3rd Subdivision. So, as you can tell, a very busy day yesterday there, and we did come back at 1 o'clock. We adjourned just prior to 12 noon, and in the afternoon we held protest hearings on property valuations, and got another full day today. So as soon as I leave here, I need to hurry to the courthouse so we can get kicked off here at 8:30. So
you going to finish up this week?
You think? Yeah, well, today's the only day this week, and then we'll have a couple days next week, and we'll be wrapped up there. So
very good. County commissioners meet every Monday morning, 9 o'clock at the Redwood County Courthouse, and the public is always invited to come on by.
We certainly welcome people to attend at any time, and no doubt we'll be there having meetings all of July here, so certainly it's busy month. I know I spoke with the custodian early this morning, and that hard driving wind last night did drive a little rain into the building around some of the fire escape doors there. So we got a couple wet spots in there, and one of them happens to be our rooms.